risen.
He's risen indeed.
Amen. Our text today, John chapter 19, verse 18. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. Let's briefly review the events that we've just heard from the Bible this morning. According to St. Luke, four or more women, including Mary Magdalene, went to the tomb early that morning. And they found it open, and two angels preached the good news to them. Matthew reports that there was an earthquake, and one of the angels preached to them while sitting from the top of the stone in front of the tomb. Then the women went to tell the disciples, who did not believe their story. According to John, Mary told Peter and John, and they went only to find an empty resting place, strips of cloth folded neatly. Then they went back, wondering what had happened. But Mary, who followed them back to the tomb, met the Lord outside the tomb after the men had left. Then Mary went and told the other disciples the news, "I have seen the Lord." Now there are many today who do not believe these words. They say that it is an account made up to bolster the believers who saw their hero die. People who scoff at the resurrection also often think that Christianity is a male-dominated patriarchal organization that suppresses women. But I ask you, friends, did you know the importance that the Gospels today pay to women? Why, they are the first to tell the good news. Now, if the Bible account were, as some say, made up by men, this is how I think it would read. Very early on the first day of the week, the women went to the tomb. They saw the tomb was empty, and they came back all hysterical, saying that someone had stolen the body. But we men knew better, remembering how he said he would rise from the dead. So we told the women, "Shame on you. Don't you remember he said this would happen?" So we went back to the tomb, and we saw the Lord Jesus, and he thanked us for knowing better than listening to the women's silly report. Then we went back and told those ninnies that it was true. Jesus was alive, and we saw him. And later, he appeared to the women also, and he said, "You foolish women, why did you doubt me? You should believe like Peter and those other good men." And that's how I think the Bible would read if we men made it up. But did you notice the account and how it pays such honor to the women? They are the first to believe the good news, the first to see the Lord, and the first to tell the good news. And yet it is the men who tell us the story through the scriptures. Now, I think that's unusual. And things unusual like this bear more credit towards being true. That's called internal evidence. And the Gospels are loaded with such evidence, especially around the resurrection. Now, women are honored, but God does not send them to go and preach. He does not make them pastors to shepherd the flock. He does not breathe on them and say, "Whosever sins you forgive, they are forgiven." He doesn't tell them to go into all the nations, baptizing, making disciples, teaching. But he sends these 11 men. Now, that should tell us something. It should tell us that God does not do these things the way that we think he ought to do. Instead, most of the time he takes the hard way. He sends men who doubted, who complained, who forsook him, and who gave up all hope. And then when the good news came, they were stubborn to believe it. But when he does things in the hard way, then he gets all the credit when it comes true. And friends, the same is true for our salvation, isn't it? We don't believe Jesus rose from the dead because we saw it ourselves, or history has proved it true. If we believe, it must be a miracle. A miracle has happened in our lives. The Spirit of God has done this in us, and therefore he gets all the credit. Now the benefits of believing the resurrection are many. We know that the Bible is God's word now, and we can put our trust in it. We know that Jesus accomplished something in his death, paying the world's debt of sin, bringing atonement for all people. It means the things he said, like that he was going ahead to prepare a place in heaven for us, is true. And the resurrected body of Jesus, which the disciples saw that day, now impervious to pain and suffering, is the prototype for the body of believers that they will receive when he raises them from the dead on the last day. But most of all, it means that he has conquered our old enemy, death itself. At the same time, the consequences of not believing in Christ's resurrection are many also. St. Paul says, if Christ did not rise from the dead, then our faith is in vain. If he did not rise, then Jesus was a liar. He misled us. He was no different than anyone else. But worse than that, if Christ did not rise from the dead, there is no help for us. We will be judged by our God, the Creator, who has kept a record of our sins. We will be judged by him, we will be condemned by him, and we will be sent away from him. And all our supposed good deeds will amount to nothing. How can any good come out of a rotten apple such as us? It is only good for the garbage can. This is a consequence of not believing in Christ's resurrection. People of God, have faith. When you are troubled and perplexed by the challenges that you face in life, remember this morning, Easter Day. There God proved to you that he is with you. Remember the joy of coming to church early this morning, to be the first to hear that Christ is risen. And let that good news do for you what it did for Mary Magdalene and the others when they saw the empty tomb. Let it bring you that indescribable joy that it can. Let the good news also flow out of you like it did them. Even if they think you are nuts for believing it, in the end, they will see. Christ honors us also that we might be the first to tell. There are people in your life, there are people in all of our lives, who need to hear the difference of the good news of Jesus' resurrection, what it brings to them. Perhaps it's your own children. And most likely, they first learned it from you. Maybe it's your grandchildren, your neighbor, your co-worker. Be the first to tell them. Don't worry if they do not receive it with joy in their hearts. Don't worry if they doubt. The other disciples laughed at Mary when she first told them that she will always be remembered for being the first to tell for all time and eternity. What an honor Mary Magdalene has. You may be honored in someone else's life too, but you have to take that risk to go and tell. And the peace of God surpasses all understanding. Guard and keep your hearts in Christ Jesus.
He is risen.
He is risen.